Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious issue that I believe should get our attention, each and every one of us. The question is, will, or perhaps we could say, can America survive? Can we survive? Will we survive what we're seeing today with the onslaught of the destruction of, the declension of, the demoralization of morals and ethics and values in our great nation? Our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles and values based on the authority of the Scripture. The question is, if we've left God, if we've banned the Bible, banned the cross, banned the Lord Jesus Christ, how can we survive? Is it possible for a nation that has left God? Is it possible for a nation that said no to God? Is it possible for that nation to survive? Talking with one of our 4 sons today on this broadcast, Glenn. Glenn was talking just before the break about some of the things that's biblical that we need to look at and analyze in light of what we're seeing taking place in America today. Glenn, continue the thought that you had just before the broadcast. Then we'll take a break for a moment and take our next caller.
We were talking about the fact that we serve the same God of the New Testament as we did of the God of the Old Testament. Jehovah God has not changed. He is a holy God, and he will tolerate a people and give them an opportunity for forgiveness, repentance, forgiveness, and salvation. But if they continually reject, he will destroy it. He did it with Sodom and Gomorrah. He did it with Jericho. And I was just saying that, why do you think that God allowed Israel to go in and absolutely slaughter every man, woman, and child in Jericho with the exception of Rahab and her family? It was because the evil of Jericho had made it all the way to God's nose, and he wasn't going to put up with them anymore. And only Rahab, who hid the spies, she actually said, "We've heard about your God and what your God's doing for you. We heard about what God did when he brought you out of Egypt, and he parted the Red Sea, and y'all came across, and then the Egypt's army, Pharaoh's army, was drowned in the Red Sea." They said, "We've heard of you guys, and we've heard about your God," and she wanted to be spared. That faith that was in the Old Testament is the same faith we're talking about in the New Testament. They were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. We look back at the fact that Jesus came, and now we look forward to his return. But the church will be raptured out. The Christians will be snatched out of this world. If you think it's a bad place to live now, you just wait till there's no Christians. Those that do become Christians during the tribulation time, they'll have to be martyred for their faith, literally killed, in order to accept Christ. If folks won't accept Jesus when it's easy, right now, will they accept him when things get hard? But the bottom line of this, of the question was, what about America? Well, what about America? We have tolerated evil so much. We now, as an American, as a country, as a world international country, we are exporting evil. We give government dollars to other countries to perform abortions and encourage abortion in order to limit populations, you know, because you'll start hearing that word over and over again. You've heard it. It's not sustainable, sustainable, sustainable. What they're talking about is, we want to eradicate this world of human beings that they believe is a cancer. Well, that's straight from hell right there. That's the devil encouraging other folks. Well, you know, you probably shouldn't have that baby. It could be deformed anyway. Oh, if you have that baby, you know, it's going to restrict your freedom. You won't be able to go out and do whatever you want. They have now taken abortion, and they think that's birth control. Absolutely reckless. We tolerate death. We tolerate men with men, women with women. They're right on the edge of making it not only tolerable but legal for these people we call pedophiles that want to use children as sex objects. You were just touching on the fact that Disney is coming out of the closet themselves to say that they are against the parental rights bill that was just signed by Governor DeSantis because they claimed that it was restricting the voice of the LGBTQ. All right. Well, they didn't even read the bill, and they're running around screaming gay, gay, gay. But the bottom line is that's not even in the bill. It's about parental rights so that their children don't have to be subjected to this sexual transgender information that they're spouting. How long will God tolerate America? In the Old Testament, Israel would turn away from God when times were good. When times were good, they stopped praying. They started doing whatever they wanted. They forgot God. Okay, and he'd send them a prophet. Hey, there's the warning. It's coming. You'll need to repent. And when they rejected that, God would allow a foreign nation to come in and crush them. Our nation is currently under an invasion at the southern border. We're going to continue to accept refugees from Afghanistan, apparently now from the Ukraine. They, even on the news break, it said it's the worst immigration or rather refugee crisis in 70 years. Okay, they're coming here. They're flooding all over Europe, too. But we've got over 1 million refugees or immigrants that have illegally crossed the border into America so far this year. We're only at the end of March, just the beginning of April this week. Over
That's
a
right.
million. Okay, we're being invaded. Don't you
Absolutely.
See this?
Glenn, hold your thought for just a minute. Let's take our next caller. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to congratulate you. You and Dr. Dot have raised four of the finest sons that this country has ever seen. I just thank you. I marvel at the wisdom that come out of those young men. And I thank you so much that you've duplicated your beliefs. It's from the bottom of my heart.
Well, brother, I'm thankful for what you're saying. I'm thankful for what God has done in the life of our four boys. It's something that, as I tell people, when a child is born to a couple, it doesn't come with a how-to book, and so we have to depend on God for doing that. And I'm thankful to have the privilege of having this dialogue and discussion with different ones of our four sons on the broadcast from time to time, adding to what I think is a program that should be insightful, informational, and challenging for our listeners. So I'm thankful that it's been a blessing to you.
It's a blessing to all of the listeners. And each one seems to be have a little bit like I love to listen to Greg when he talks about financial matters. He seems that's his expertise. And Glenn just is just unreal about how he is with current. He can plug right into current events and show how the end is coming. But Dr. Youngblood, you've talked about the truth. You always do. I've got a childhood friend who is he's Jewish. He's an atheist. He says there is no God and there is no truth. So if that's true, does that mean atheism is a lie? Does he realize how foolish what he's saying? And go along with what Glenn is saying, every time a nation turns its back on God, it has a mysterious way that it either gets overwhelmed, it falls, it dies. There are no flourishing nations that have turned their back on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You're exactly right. Glenn, do you want to respond to Tom's question about his friend that's an atheist, Jewish?
Well, absolutely. As an atheist, they're saying there's no God. But what's being unsaid is that they have put themselves in the place of God. Because if there is no God, they are the God of their own domain. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want because, hey, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm in charge. They say there is no God because they refuse to believe, refusing to believe that there is a holy God, a creator, a holy heavenly Father. Because if they admit that, then they have to admit that there is good and there's evil, there's right and there's wrong, and that there's a judgment coming, and that the devil will be in receipt of their soul. or the recipient of their soul, because they have not only denied the heavens and the earth, the creation, the glory of God. What is it? Psalm says, it says, even the heavens declare the glory of God. Okay, no one has an excuse. No one. But if they put themselves in a position to say that there is no God, they have set themselves up as God, so they think they can do whatever they want.
That's exactly right. Tom, thank you so much for your call. I'm humbled by your statements and your compliments, but I'm very, very thankful also. And so thank you for your call today. Keep looking up. Thank our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Face the Issues. I'm talking to one of our four sons, Glenn. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion. Your questions, your comments, your responses to this broadcast today. The question is, will America or can America survive based on our moral, ethical declension? And it's not just morals and ethics and values that you find in the political arena and in the standard culture that we're in, but we have a major declension today politically, socially, economically, and spiritually. And as a result of that, the question is, can we survive? Glenn, I'm looking at an article that says Texas Attorney General blasts the possible LGBTQ indoctrination at a school district's Pride Week. Queer Eye showing nail painting parties and allegedly offers at the high schools in Texas. It's March 24th is the date. The Attorney General Ken Paxton, this is of Texas, blasted Pride Week activities at the Austin Independent School District in a letter posted on Twitter, saying they constitute human sexuality instruction allowable only with parents' consent. He also accused the district of participating in the LGBTQ indoctrination. Quote, liberal school districts are aggressively pushing LGBTQ plus views on Texas kids. And may I introduce or change that slightly on all kids in America? Let me go further. All behind parents' backs. This is immoral. This is illegal. Paxton added that in a follow-up tweet, I will work with and for parents to hold deceptive sexual propagandists and predators accountable, end quote. Paxton Tuesday's letter noted that the district's activities happening this week are at best an instructional effort in human sexuality without parents' consent. And worse, the district is cynically pushing indoctrination of your child that subtly cuts parents out of the loop. Either way, they are breaking the law, Attorney General Ken Paxton says. It's a 4 or 5 page article. That's two brief paragraphs of it. Glenn, how should parents respond? And with the LGBTQ, I just simply call it the sodomite agenda. There's a push, and you touched on it a little early in part of your statement. There's a push today to have the churches and Christians and nations and schools and parents to embrace the sodomite lifestyle and to celebrate the sodomite lifestyle. But here's one attorney general in the state of Texas that says it's not going to happen in Texas. How should we respond to that? What should parents do when they discover that's being the instruction being taught in our schools? How should parents respond, and what should we do?
Well, if we're voting, and we should be voting, they're fired. Run them out. I think it was Trump's TV show years ago. He'd say, you're fired. Okay? They need to be publicly chastised verbally that they are in the wrong, that they are immoral, and they're leading our children down the immoral path to destruction. I mean, how can you get around Romans chapter 1? How do you get around this? At verse 16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts and foolish in their hearts, or foolish, their hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, to exchange the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a base or reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. We have elected leadership that is literally endorsing evil and cramming it down the throats of the voters and the parents and the children, because they have made up their mind. They're not only going to hell, they're driving the bus.
Absolutely.
In America, that judgment is coming. You can't get around his word. His word is truth. It was true, it is true, and it will remain true.
Absolutely. I've used the term soft, and you recall that. It's like the whole nation's on a jumbo 777, full throttle ahead, no one at the controls, and yet we find that is the condition of our nation today. Glenn, I have looked at it on this basis, what we're seeing today. When it comes to the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, it seems as though that every politician, local, state, and national, every politician is going to bow and bend. Right here in Duval County, we have an HRO, Human Rights Ordinance, they called it, which is nothing but a sodomite agenda, and that was pushed through by politicians in our city that think had some philosophy and feeling that we need to do this to embrace the sodomites so that they won't think that we don't like them. There's not one thing in the scripture that says that that is the approach that government ought to take, but yet that is happening. But yet, Glenn, there's a question that I have. I'm watching across our nation where businesses, organizations, just as I discussed just a few moments ago about Disney, the entertainment park Disney, and organizations, all of them seemingly have openly embraced. I don't know if it's the woke culture. I don't know if it's the cancel culture that's causing it. But what, in your opinion, is causing our entire nation, all business, all corporate entities, all major big box stores, as I would call it, and otherwise, that are openly embracing and pushing the sodomite lifestyle and making sure that they have enough sodomites on the payroll and enough sodomites' attention that somehow, some way, that's the end thing to do. What motivates that? What is the cause of that?
Well, for years, we have tolerated, and now it has proliferated. And a lot of these people in key positions, politics or major corporations, they no longer have to keep it quiet. They've made up their mind that they're going to actually take a stand for evil because, hey, in their minds, there is no God, right? We've even got some folks that think, oh, well, you know, it's okay. God loves everybody. Okay. Do you love your children? Do you let them play in the street? Do you let them run with scissors? Do you let them put their hand on the stove? No. Why? Because you love them. You give them warnings to come back to you to stop doing what's wrong. And if they don't, there's going to be punishment. But to answer your question, these folks are now in our face. Some of it has to do with money. They're trying to they've been cultivating their special little group of the ones who think in their evil ways. And so they definitely want that money. But they know that we have tolerated it for so long. They think we won't do anything as Christians, that we won't say anything, that we won't vote the politicians out, and or that we'll stop utilizing their services. If they're anti-God and anti-Christian, why are we giving them our money? Why?
That absolutely.
You have to do more. Cut off the money. Turn it off.
Absolutely. And Glenn, it's not only in the realm now of the morals and ethics and values that we call it from the standpoint of human sexuality and what's found in the LGBTQ push. It's not only that of the declension of finding murder by way of abortion. But Glenn, there's a transition to my thought here that even broadens our position in America that causes me to think that God's going to judge our nation. General Milley out of the Pentagon, has tried to get a telephone call through to his component in Ukraine to talk about these issues, not Ukraine, but in Russia. And Russian officials have refused, it's the first time in history this has taken place with another nation, refused to take General Milley's telephone call even. Are you seeing this LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle agenda? Do you see that creeping into, by force, into our military? And what is it doing to our military? And would you consider our military today to be war ready, militarily strengthened, and ready to go into battle? And do you see this as one of the reasons that we see the push from China about Taiwan, the push from Russia dealing with Ukraine and daring America to do anything? Do you see a weakness that prevails that causes that? What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. From the top down, we are now considered a laughing stock. They don't take America seriously anymore because they know that our military, our government, our politicians, the people have been corrupted morally, ethically, socially. We have been corrupted. They're not afraid of America anymore. Okay? The folks that did not want to get a vaccine, they've been pushed out of the military. Okay, religious exemptions is what I'm talking about. They were summarily denied across the board, okay, because we no longer have that religious freedom anymore if you serve in the military, apparently. We no longer have the freedom of speech. There's a lot of things that have been on the decline, but specifically with regard to Russia and General Milley, they know that General Milley publicly stated that if we were going to go to war with China, General Milley said he would notify his counterpart in China to let them know. That's called treason. Okay, we have politicians that have sold their soul to the devil, and they've sold America to China or whatever country, specifically at this current time, the Ukrainian country, is considered one of the top 10 most corrupt countries in the world. In the world. I feel sorry for all the people that are having to flee the Ukraine, but the leadership in Ukraine, they don't care. Once all these people are gone from the Ukraine, who gets their land? Who gets their possessions? Okay. George Soros pulling strings. I don't want to go down this road too far, but him pulling strings, he's the one that put Zelensky in office, and he is the one that's responsible for financial corruption around the world because he profits. But the countries that we have been dealing with, they no longer respect America. They don't fear America. America has left God, and God is leading America.
You're exactly right. You touched on the fact with the COVID aspect into the military and military being put out of services. And that's from your top majors and captains and generals, et cetera, right on down. And yet I'm looking at an article, Glenn, that says Wall Street analysis, COVID vaccines, the greatest fraud in American history. And a video interview Wednesday with WorldNet Daily, a former Wall Street executive whose analysis of the CDC data shows an alarming rise in deaths among millennials over the past year amid the COVID vaccine rollout, and is hoping to start a national conversation that will penetrate an established media blackout by emboldening people across the government and private industry to speak out. Quote, "That's my goal, to just change the conversation to give people cover," said Edward Dowd, a former portfolio manager for the multinational investment firm BlackRock. Dowd and the Wall Street Insurance Analysis, was with whom he had teamed, concluded that the CDC data shows the millennial generation suffered a Vietnam event and more than 61,000 excess deaths from March 21st to February the 22nd. And the article goes on and on. He says it's the greatest fraud ever perpetrated on America in history. Glenn, hold your thought there. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go to the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm out in the field working literally, and I'm just trying to catch your part of your show on my phone here. I'm listening, and I thought I'd hurry up and call in real quick. It seemed like what a little bit I heard is kind of on the topic of the LGBT movement today. I've been wanting to share something with your listeners for a while now. I know you spent a lot of time talking about the governor's parental rights bill. And, you know, I just want to let everybody know kind of a legislative alert on an issue. Clay County is a very conservative county politically. Their voters, you know, if anybody knows, it's a kind of a Dutch country place, except for a lot of new growth. But the point is, with that parental rights bill, your state senator in Clay County, the state senator, Jennifer Bradley, she is the wife of the former senator, Rob Bradley. So his term was up. She got elected in 2020. She's a pretend conservative. This woman voted in favor, or let me say, voted against the parental rights bill, meaning she was absolutely in favor of teaching kindergarten through third grade about LGBT sodomite sexuality. And I think that needs to be called out. It needs to be noted. Her husband runs a law firm, and their law firm gets contracts with municipalities all across North Florida. And in several years back, they was encouraging their law firm, the Bradley Law Firm, was pushing the city of Atlantic Beach to pass their, guiding them legally, I'd say, giving them legal advice, saying it's okay, and telling them they should pass their HRO ordinance, giving special rights to the LGBT people. So you just need to know who these pretend rhinos are. That's all I wanted to let you know. I know your time is out. I belabored the point, but just keep that in mind, that you need to get rid of the rhino Jennifer Bradley in Clay County. Shame on her.
I second what you're saying, Raymond. And thank you so much for that tidbit of information and input. And, Glenn, I believe you would agree with me. In a case like that, what we need to know is, just as in the biblical text in relationship to what is called church discipline, is to recognize those, mark them, and have nothing to do with them. And as Raymond said, call them out. Shame on you. Glenn, we've got about 1 minute left on the broadcast. If you would take a moment, what should we do? How should we respond? We've talked about some things that are very negative from the standpoint of what's happening in our great nation, but what is the answer? How should we turn? What's the answer to those that are listening today that will give us hope, encouragement, and challenge from the Word of God?
Well, Jesus wants us to love the sinner and hate the sin. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, and he did. And he was risen again on the third day, resurrected. He lives. He's in heaven waiting for us. We're supposed to be reaching out to these folks, explaining that God loves them. Repentance is necessary for forgiveness, but God will forgive. He can forgive anything. But we should not tolerate the sin. And if someone is in an elected position, a leadership position, and they are contrary to the Word of God, we have to put them on notice and pull them out. They are after our children. They're after our children. They're no longer saying things in secret. They are saying it out loud. They are getting HROs passed in multiple states, so they get special rights. If you say anything against them, they want to come after you. They don't want you to even quote the Word of God. Romans chapter 1 is absolutely intolerable to those that are full of wickedness and sin and the evil that's going on today.
Absolutely.
God wants us, Glenn, to give them
Glenn,
faith.
Glenn, thank you. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us today. Our time is completely out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.